You're one of the first Western monks that came to see and study under Ajahn Chah, along with Ajahn Sumedho, Ajahn Brahm, and Ajahn Amaro. And I was wondering how Ajahn Chah gave you lessons, especially in the beginning when you didn't speak Thai and Ajahn Chah didn't speak English. How was that communication done? And then during talks, like Dhamma talks, obviously it was probably given in Thai. So then how did you understand and how did you learn Thai? Or what was your kind of like understanding of the Dhamma during that time?
Yes, well, yeah, I learned Thai. And then he didn't speak it. He spoke Lao dialect, so it was really. I mean, you're young and you just do it. And also, I think one of the things that Ajahn Chah, of course, would be asked all the time, how can you teach these Westerners? They don't speak the same language, and you don't speak their language. And he said, teaching Westerners is not difficult. Just like teaching buffalo. Pull them here, pull them there. They'll learn. So which is particularly funny comparing an educated Westerner to a buffalo. But the principle is really important in that the learning is through experience. It's not really through the words. And there's another time when he gave it an example in terms of, like with hot water. He says, you've got a glass of water and a warm water and you try to tell people what you've got but you say in English it's one thing, in French it's another, in Thai it's another, in Lao it's another, in Chinese it's another. So the language doesn't necessarily tell you what it is, but if you put your finger in it, then you'll know for sure what it is. He said, and this is the language of Dhamma, is the language of feeling. So language of feeling, language of experience. So that's a very important principle. So he would lead us, he would set the example for us, and we had to be willing to learn from that. You're not always going to get an explanation.